Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation. And by Lightspeed, your aviation headset leader in innovation, comfort, and exceptional service. Come discover how you can trade up to Zulu, even from other premium brands, by visiting Lightspeed Aviation in booth number 846. Once you've tried it, we think you'll be ready to leave all those other headsets behind.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Selena Shalad. She is the Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. With AOPA Summit here, Selena, it's kind of apropos to speak with you because your organization sort of had its beginnings in the user fee fight, but you found a reason to go on.
We sure have. When we originally launched, we were born out of a growing consensus among many in the general aviation community and many outside of that community that we needed to do a better job of communicating the importance of general aviation, particularly to local communities and economies. And we have found that, throughout the last couple of years, there is really a need for that. And I think that our unique approach of bringing in both, a lot of people who work directly in aviation, as well as a lot of non-aviation groups and individuals, whether it's elected officials or agricultural groups or local mayors or chambers of commerce, et cetera, we found that we can really do a lot of good in terms of helping to communicate the importance of general aviation out there, particularly to rural communities.
Now, your membership has continued to grow. You've got 5,500 members now. Who are those members?
They are a really diverse group. We have many general aviation groups, but we have many non-general aviation groups. So we have groups such as NBAA, AOPA, NASAO, and we also have groups such as Air Care Alliance, many local chapters of Angel Flight, Mercy Flight, Life Flight, and many different types of charitable groups. Actually, Pilots in Paws is an example of a charitable group that just became a member of ours yesterday, as a matter of fact. And then we have a lot of non-general aviation groups, such as local mayors, chambers of commerce, state representatives, other local elected officials, local farm bureaus. We have the League of Rural Voters, the National Grange, the American Corn Growers Association, and, just a lot of different types of organizations. We have law enforcement groups, a lot of medical, aerial medical operators, and even some purely more medical related groups and individuals as well. So it really crosses a pretty broad spectrum of organizations and individuals who all believe in the importance of these airports and aircraft as a lifeline to many smaller communities throughout the nation.
So do you see yourself as kind of a bridge between those in aviation and those who have an interest in keeping aviation?
I would hope so. I think that, we really serve, we're very much a grassroots organization. And also, I think that that's right in terms of being a bridge. I think that we're bringing together a lot of aviation stakeholders, if you will, and non-aviation stakeholders together to tell this important story. And we're really, our whole goal is to give our members the tools and resources that they need to really make this case out in their local community. And a lot of these recent efforts that we've been working on, whether it's the economic impact survey or helping with local media efforts or resolutions or proclamations are examples of the types of things that we're doing.
Well, the economic impact evaluation has been sort of a powerful tool for you. Why don't you explain that a little bit and tell us what the results are looking like in small town America?
Sure. Well, yeah, so about a year ago now, we launched an economic impact survey, and it basically aims to bring together all the economic impact data around the country on the value of general aviation. So we have it on our website, which is aviationacrossamerica.org. you can roll over every state in the country and find the economic impact of general aviation in terms of number of airports, jobs, actual, you know, pure economic value. And it's become just a really powerful tool. We've received an overwhelming response to that. We're getting, you know, at least 2,000 or so website hits a day now of people just using that data and passing it on to others. And we feel good that that's become such a helpful resource for those both in and outside of the general aviation community.
Well, thanks very much for your time. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from the AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation. And by Lightspeed, your aviation headset leader in innovation, comfort, and exceptional service. Come discover how you can trade up to Zulu, even from other premium brands, by visiting Lightspeed Aviation in booth number 846. Once you've tried it, we think you'll be ready to leave all those other headsets behind.